fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the second day of August. We have patiently waiting in the green room Mr. Steve Ellis, Mr. Hank Muntzer, the two men in charge of and running the company known as ZapWorks, Z-A-P-P, ZapWorks, up in Dillon, Montana. And they're involved in reviving old technology, bring it back to life, in the form of nickel iron batteries that will help us all achieve our goals of being energy independent and truly going green, as opposed to the make-believe going green that the president advocates and Fortune 500 companies advocate. They really don't want us completely going green, do they, Steve and Hank?
They do not.
If they did, they'd advocate nickel iron batteries, the missing link. That's what I tell people. Seriously. Nickel iron batteries are the missing link of truly and sincerely going green. Because without them, you're hopelessly lost in trying to be energy independent. Hopelessly lost.
Yeah, less of the consumer-minded, you know, consumption usage that we're so used to. So.
Right. We need more volume on your end there, Hank. I don't know what's going on. Give us a count. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
How's that? Does that sound better?
Not much. I don't know what kind of phone you're using, but the audio is at least something to be desired.
Should I try
are you
to
on a landline or a cell
a,
phone, Hank?
I'm on a landline. Should I try calling back in?
That might help. Is it a cordless phone or a hardwire phone?
It's hardwired.
Okay. Well, it should be good audio. Maybe my engineer can do something to bump it up here. Anyway, yeah, the missing link. It's what they don't tell us about. they encourage us to go green and cut back on a thermostat and all this, but they don't tell us the rest of the story. Gentlemen, here's our first break. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back after the break.
The
Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Wake up, America.
Open the door.
It's time for us to face the truth
with John Moore.
Now, if you want to talk to John live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443.
And we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the second day of August. We're visiting with Mr. Steve Ellis, Mr. Hank Muntzer, having a little technical situation with Hank's telephone. We may get that squared away. Well, gentlemen, it's only 5 weeks until the Preparedness Expo in Springfield. I need flyers. Are you going to be able to get me some?
Yes. They are on their way.
Outstanding. Oh. Outstanding. Well, it worked out the last time. I walked into the lobby of the hotel, and a very nice young lady behind the desk had a stack of flyers to me. It was kind of a crunch time, wasn't it?
Well, it'll be sent off to Crabtree this time, but we're okay.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I'm really glad to hear that. We'll have more expos in the future, and as we do more of these, maybe you guys can get there in person. Okay. Now
this expo, is this sort of like the rendezvous that took place in the 19th century in the 1830s and 1840s? Do you remember any of that in St. Louis? Outside, there was I'm not claiming that you're that old to personally remember it. I'm just wondering in your chronicles if you've come across any of that.
Well, I have been to rendezvous, the pioneer rendezvous that are held all around the country. They're a lot of fun.
Oh, they are fun. Yeah.
There's very little that you'd recognize between what's going on at the Preparedness Expo and a Frontiersman Rendezvous.
Okay, all right.
So, in one regard. In another regard, the Preparedness Expo is a very unique situation. Uh-huh. I had some of these back in the late 90s leading up to Y2K in 97, 98, 99.
Okay.
However, they generally, the ones I went to, were not nearly as well organized, not nearly as large, and not nearly as well attended. There may have been some exceptions. The ones I saw weren't all that well done. What Mark and Vince have put together in Springfield is very special and very extraordinary. A convention center and a downtown city convention center with major hotels and walking distance, airport and shuttle buses to get you back and forth to the airport. It's very well done and very easy to get in, have fun, enjoy yourself, and get back out of there.
All right.
So, anyway, we have people listening to us, Steve and Hank, that have never heard us before. I don't know if you heard the first hour. We had a caller from Australia, Kevin in Australia. We're getting more and more calls from Canada and Australia, New Zealand, Germany, of course, all over the lower 48 here. People want to get informed and educate themselves about all kinds of topics, including how to be energy independent, which is not well understood by even top professors at top universities, I found out, and you found out because I told you about it. So we bring very hard-to-get information to the table here about the nickel-iron batteries. And there's people listening to us right now in Australia and Canada and other places that have never heard us talk about these things before, Steve. So just give us a summary, if you would, please, of what nickel-iron batteries are, where they came from, what they can do.
Nickel-iron batteries was invented by, the invention was furthered by Edison in the early 1900s. And then in 1903, he started production of a battery which does not decay. The electrodes never decay, which is something that's unheard of in the battery business.
And that's almost any business of any product. Seriously, you know.
That's correct. Except for ball peen hammers and sledgehammers.
Exactly.
Yes. Except you can break the handles.
Yeah. That's right.
And these batteries, the electrodes never decay. And that's because they're alkaline. And that so you don't have something pitting whatever the electrodes are. And that is a major difference. So you don't have a decay. Secondly, you have a battery which is can be abused. It can be rugged. If someone discharges it all the way down to the bare bones, it will not hurt it. Whereas you do that with any other battery, do that three or four times, that thing is toast. It's burnt
right.
Toast.
Right.
And that's the that's a major difference. The other things are that when you have this kind of a battery, you know that this is going to be used, can be used as much as you want, and you don't have to nurse it, and that's a big difference. To get started, the easiest thing to do is to go see what your electricity bill is. You just go and see what the kilowatt hours, and that's done all over the world.
Right.
They measure it. Kilowatt hours is the standard, and therefore what you do is say, well, what's my bill per month? Divide that by 30, and you can get a daily usage.
A daily amount of kilowatt hours that you use.
That's correct. And
right.
And what happens is then that you say, oh, well, this is what I need, and then we can help you decide how strong a battery you need. Some people need stronger batteries. There's a difference between 12, 24, and 48 volts. depending upon what the needs are, depending upon whether you need to have an extra power to start motors of some sort, pumps, air conditioning units, or if you can get by with a lesser amount. That all depends upon what your usage is, and we can help you do that. And then you look at the amps. That's the duration, the length of time that the battery is going to deliver power. And volts, this is getting a little complex for some, but volts times amps equal kilowatts, and or equal watts, and then you divide by 1,000 to get kilowatts. Okay, that's enough for the technical part.
Right. Okay. Well, I doubt we'll find anybody in Austin, Texas, the last 45 days who believe that air conditioning is an optional thing.
Oh, goodness.
You know?
Yeah. I guess it had a storm roll through and didn't drop much at all, did it?
Well, I don't think it got that far inland, that little tropical storm that came in. They were hoping it would drop some rain, but it just petered out and didn't amount to much, apparently.
That's just really a shame.
You're
talking about agricultural.
Agriculture is really getting hurt. This drought in that part of the country, you know, Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, parts of Kansas, it's hurting agriculture tremendously. The heat is hurting agriculture nationwide, where the heat is bad. The dairy cattle have stopped producing. I know it. When it gets this hot, the chickens don't lay eggs like they normally do. In my neighborhood, we're running 90-plus degrees, mid-90s every day now for I don't know how many weeks. Somebody probably does. I'm sure someone does. But there's no precedent. So we've got weather records in my part of the world going back to probably about 1880 or so, give or take a few years. And there's never been a heat wave like this since records have been kept. Although compared to Texas, we're not doing too bad, running mid-90s every day. Edging up towards 100 degrees actual temperature. And by the way, what's it doing up in Dillon, Montana, weather-wise?
We just had some rain the other night, so it's been actually cool. We've been having global cooling over here.
It's not bad.
Well, that far north, you shouldn't have that kind of extreme heat. Although in Minnesota just a few weeks ago, they had temperatures of 138 degrees.
Heat index
temperatures. 130. And the actual temperature, I'm sure, was well over 100 also. Publicly, the meteorologists are scratching their heads. Privately, they probably know that the Gulf Stream has stopped. If they don't, they should, of course. And that's affecting the jet stream. Mm-hmm. Anyway, gentlemen, any progress on updating the website?
Well, we're working on that. I got a bunch of things to put on there. We just haven't posted it all yet. So
okay, I know it takes time. Whenever I work with my webmaster, I'll be talking to her today. It does take time to do it and do it right and make sure everything, all the links are tested and work the way they should. And you do want to do it right and not have things be goofy on you, don't you?
That's right.
Well, that's very important. Any updates on what's going on with batteries and getting batteries for people, Steve and Hank?
We've just been shipping them off.
Okay. All right.
Doing good that way.
That's good. Now, I stopped by the guy at the expo, this first one, and I gave him some flyers. He was specializing in alternative energy, and we didn't talk that much. I don't know if he got in touch with you or not, but and of course he was busy running his booth and didn't have that much time to talk. But I'm sure you're getting inquiries from all over, aren't you?
Sure.
Yes. Yep. Now, what's the guy's name for the expo?
I don't recall his name. I talked to a lot of people, he was running a booth selling equipment to help people make electricity with sun power and wind power and so forth.
All right. Well, I just wonder, we've had so many new calls. I'm just wondering if there is it's some sort of a correlation and link there.
There might be. I'll hold that thought. We got a break. Everybody stay tuned. The call number is 800-313-9443.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All I wanted was a sweet distraction for an hour or two. Had no intention to do the things we've done.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Back this J.R. Morgan. It's Tuesday, the second day of August. We're visiting with Mr. Steve Ellis, Mr. Hank Munzer with ZapWorks. There's a link from my website. Just scroll down to the yellow starburst, and you'll click on it. You'll be at ZapWorks real quick. Very unique business these men have. And in fact, I'm not aware of anybody in the United States doing what you're doing. Is there anyone doing what you're doing, Steve and Hank?
There is not, as the other people are selling batteries from China,
right.
But they're not, and they're trying to promote those Chinese batteries, which are very different from what we produce. So they're, and they try to put the marketing and the sort of the bells and whistles, but it's not a
Right.
It's just not a very great battery.
Well, I spoke to Dr. Deagle about your new business plan, and I don't know if there's any progress in that regard or not. But I know you're moving forward on different fronts. to get everything going the way you want to get it going. Is there some progress being made?
Yes. We have some new things that we're working on. Maybe if Hank wants to discuss that. But we're also waiting for some of the equipment so that we can start doing some things we want to do.
Okay. All right. Well, we don't want to let the cat out of the bag before it's time. So when it's time, I know that we'll get the full story, and everybody can ooh and ah over what you guys are doing up there in Dillon, Montana. In the meantime, what can people do to get a nickel iron battery, Steve?
Well, first thing they have to do is go look again, look at the utility bill. Excuse me. Look at the utility bill, and then get a general idea of what their needs are. And then they can give me a call, and we can go over it and tell them which way the is more appropriate for what they want to do as opposed to some others. And then I can give them some general direction.
Well, there's going to be two kinds of people listening to you and I talk right now. Those of who've never done this before with any kind of battery, alternative battery system, and those who have done it before. The ones who have done it before, especially those who've been at it for 5 or 10 years or more, they're going to be delighted to find out that they can buy batteries that their great-grandchildren could still be using at a reasonable price. Those just getting into it may experience some sticker shock as to what these batteries cost because they've never been in this before. They don't know that if they get their lead-acid batteries, that they'll be replacing them every 5, 7, maybe even 10 or 12 years. It depends on the battery and how well they're maintained. See, you get both ends of the spectrum, don't you?
Yes.
And the funny part is most people, when they start off with their batteries, is they just don't learn how to take care of them, and they just don't last the lead-acid. And the nice part about setting a system up like this, especially someone who's just getting into the off-the-grid system, don't have to worry about damaging them, you know, run the system dead or anything of that nature. So it makes it rather unique, and the fact that, you know, you don't have to worry about, you know, a self-destructive issue because you didn't make it.
Right. And there's no poison gas being generated. Your batteries can't explode, both of which are problematic with lead-acid batteries, aren't they?
That's correct. Like I say, the only thing that comes off these batteries are hydrogen and oxygen, so they're, you know, they're not gases that will harm anyone, so.
Right, right. It sounds like a real win-win situation. Batteries that will last indefinitely. We have to say that indefinitely. It's been about 105 years or so that these batteries have been around. They're still working perfectly good. So in human years, that's a really long time. I have a great aunt who's 105. But most human beings, it's a tremendously long period of time that your great-grandchildren or great-great-grandchildren could still be using and enjoying the same bank of batteries. As hard to believe as that is, it's absolutely true, isn't it, Steve?
That's great. And we've had some people who have had that in the back shacks or back part storage units. They have some of these old nickel iron batteries from Edison. And if they have questions about them, they can give me a call. We just had a guy from Oregon who is sending us some samples of what he's got, and then we're going to go test those out and see what they are. So
it's occurred to me, Steve and Hank, have you yet run into somebody who's still using the original Edison batteries and they weren't just back in the shed someplace unused?
No,
most of the time when we find the Edison batteries, I mean, the design Edison had, are we going to a break?
We are. Hold that thought. Okay, Hank, everybody stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is John Moore. Today, the second day of August. And Freeze Dry Guy does not yet have an August special, and at least as of yesterday. I didn't look today. If you go to his website, however, you'll find all kinds of freeze-dried food in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Dehydrated food in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Heritage Garden Seeds, non-GMO, Heritage Garden Seeds in stock, ready for immediate shipment. And other preparedness items you may not have even thought about before, like the highest quality sleeping bags, Wiggy sleeping bags, backpacks, all kinds of preparedness items that would help you in your goal to be ready and prepared. His website is freezedryguy.com. There's a link to my website, thelibertyman.com. And, of course, his toll-free number out there on the left coast is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. And my website is thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find my best-selling DVD, Global Warming, What the Government Isn't Telling You. I do private consultations, by the way. And there's a link on my website to learn about my private consultations, speaking engagements. I'll help your family, your church, your corporation to get ready and get prepared with private consultations and speaking engagements. I got a toll-free auto line for my Global Warming DVD. That's 24/7. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. go to my website and scroll down on my homepage, you'll see a yellow starburst for ZapWorks. And there's a telephone number to reach Steve Ellis, and that's 406-579-7777. I say again, 406-579-7777. Steve is the guy you want to talk to first to get started on figuring out how they can help you become energy independent, either short-term for a crisis or long-term. Steve and Hank, I don't believe we're going to be seeing the power companies charge any less for electricity in the future. Do you?
Oh, it's going to skyrocket.
Absolutely. And at some point, and we may be close to that point in some areas, at some point people are going to figure out, you know what, I can make my own electricity cheaper than I can buy it from the power grid.
That's absolutely true. People are starting to come to that conclusion now. It's just, you know, I'm just hoping that people make the choice now before later when the economy starts crashing and dollars become tighter, because everything's going to hyperinflate on us pretty quick.
It would. It would. And by the way, your audio is perfect, Hank. I don't know what you did different, but it's perfect. You're absolutely right, Hank. We read about hyperinflation in Argentina, Germany in the 1920s, and the Weimar Republic. Horrendous stories when the money becomes worthless. I, of course, did a tour of duty in Vietnam, and the local money then in South Vietnam, Republic of Vietnam, was called the piastre. And they loved to get their hands on American greenbacks over there whenever they could. Americans weren't supposed to have them, of course, but those of us that did, we found that we could buy anything we wanted with American greenbacks because the locals didn't trust their own currency. Pretty funny, I know. But what substitute for currency was cigarettes. They liked the mentholated Salem cigarettes. They call them Salems. And for two cartons of cigarettes, which cost me $4, I could get myself a new pair of boots when the Army couldn't get them for me, by the way. Pretty funny, isn't it?
It is.
But that's the way it was. We had there was a Vietnamese soldier who came around once a week with a little notebook and a big smile on his face, and we could communicate well enough that he could write down in his notebook what we wanted, and he'd come back the following week and trade us boots and uniforms for Salem cigarettes that we couldn't get. We couldn't get the uniforms and boots otherwise. So, different times, different places, but we may be headed once again towards times where electricity is more expensive than people can afford, which is already happening, and people who set up their own power system would be in real good shape, wouldn't they, Hank?
Absolutely would.
And you've already done that, haven't you?
Yep, totally off the grid. Been that way for, gosh, it's been over 7 years now.
You have no intention of going back, do you?
No. Not at all.
No. Well, he can't. He's too far out there in the woods.
I like it that way. I like my peace and quiet.
Well, that's certainly some independence.
And yeah,
you probably laugh when you see the stories about these smart electric meters, don't you?
Oh, the whole thing's a joke. I deal with it day to day, you know, in the appliance industry and everything else. I mean, it's just the stuff that GE has done is flooring.
Are they really making refrigerators that can tell you when you're out of orange juice?
Well, yeah, but the biggest thing is a lot of these electronic ones now are set up to turn themselves off at the power company. Deems a need to conserve power for other applications so they can shut your appliances off. That's part of the smart grid technology.
Right, right. We got a caller here, a regular caller, one of my favorite Irishmen, Ben in Missouri. Good morning, Ben. Are you there? Hello, Ben.
He's been absconded by a leprechaun.
Well, maybe so. We'll put Ben back on hold, and maybe we'll get back to him in a moment. He's probably listening to the radio and wasn't aware of the time delay. So, anyway, this is not complex. For people coming in off the street that aren't aware of these electrical matters, they may think this is really complex and hard to understand. But between Steve and Hank, you can make it simple to understand and easy to do, can't you, Steve and Hank?
Yeah, sure can. I think I was going to get into what makes our batteries unique versus any other battery out there. I mean, not just the fact that just the nickel iron, but the way we assemble them and put them together. All of ours are assembled, and we have plates that are basically bolted together so we can configure them to any size battery you want. I mean, we could theoretically make a battery, you know, the size of a, you know, a small subway car if we wanted to.
Well, I have a client down in Florida who air conditions, I believe, is between 12 and 13,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
And he may need a battery bank that big.
Sure.
Although I think he's in the process of moving to Montana himself, so maybe he won't.
But they can be configured any way we, you know, design them to be configured. We kind of basically have basic sizes that we have now, but they can be configured any size if we had a mold made to accommodate.
Right.
But the nice part is unlike Edison, when he put those together, they put them in steel cases. And if anyone's familiar with the batteries, they know that the steel case tends to leak out electrical voltages and stuff. We put them in a plastic case. The other thing we did is we made sure there was a lot more volume of electrolyte in it versus any other battery, and we didn't try to cram the cells so close together that they tried to short out.
Right.
It's a different type of separator material. Where Edison and the rest of the companies, they just put little pieces of plastic down between them. The Chinese, they weld theirs together, so if you had a problem where you needed to clean them, you couldn't get the canister apart.
There's no way to
get in there. And you got to understand, when Edison first started this, he made them for electric cars. Now, the problem is anytime you have electrolyte in there, the potassium hydroxide pulls carbonate out of the air, which creates a nickel carbonate inside the electrolyte. And the only way to get rid of that, if that forms, is to put distilled water in there and reverse the polarity a couple times. And each time you do that, you want to drain out the water to pull the carbonate off the cells. But the most important part of the cells themselves is if you can't separate them or you can't get them apart and there's any kind of contaminants or anything that shorts them out, you'll never be able to rejuvenate your battery, where ours are set up that way where they can be completely disassembled.
Well, that's good to know. That's a huge advantage over the competition. Let's try Ben in Missouri again. Ben, are you there? Oh, okay. Ben dropped. Never mind. Well, you've got a huge competitive advantage over the Chinese-made nickel iron batteries, clearly you do. And it's good to know that and good to point that out. And so, ladies and gentlemen, if you want the highest quality lead-acid batteries, ZapWorks is the only place to go. And you have a monopoly, but you try not to act like it, right, Steve?
Oh, you know, that is for sure. That's exactly right. We'll be able to... We're happy to talk with someone and let them know where they can go and find the answers. And if they have to go in a different direction, that's up to them. It's all right by us. We're just here to provide the information. If they want to get the batteries that we have, we're happy to sell it. It's not a high-pitch sales emphasis. We're just have a high-quality product that people can use.
Absolutely. I would think there would be interest on the part of government agencies and corporations that would want batteries that would last forever and need minimal maintenance. That would be my impression. Is there much activity in that regard?
No. The government has no interest in trying to do work with us at all, and because of many of the government workers are just basically interested in protecting their jobs, not try to do anything different. They just assume roll along, and if it costs more money, they don't care.
It's not their money, right?
No, it's not their money. The Department of the DOE, Department of Energy, is just a complete ridiculous operation. They're not really interested at all in trying to provide benefit for the American public.
No, their interest is maintaining status quo and corporate profits. That's basically what they do.
Yeah, and to make certain that nothing is introduced that would have any jeopardy on their job at all.
Don't rock the boat. I know.
No.
In fact, I could see the possibility of active opposition to what you're doing once you get successful enough that you start threatening the powers that be, which you would be. I can see this as a clear and present danger once you got large enough to the powers that be, the people that make electricity, the people that have livelihoods dependent on status quo remaining unchanged.
That is correct. We've had a small discussion in trying to get the DOE to make some progressive efforts, and basically all they're interested in buying more chain link fence to keep everybody out. They're not interested in moving forward.
You know, that Fort Calhoun nuclear plant, which is about halfway between you and me in Nebraska, it's flooded. They can't get inside to take radiation readings. The workers there are saying it's going to be closed at least till the 1st of January, and it may be permanently closed. So these nuclear power plants, they've been telling us for 40 years, oh, they're safe. They make safe, clean electricity. It's all turned out to be a complete lie, hasn't it?
Oh, well, I mean, we laugh about it, but it is an absolute total lie. They're not interested in doing anything other than promoting some corporate endeavor. They're not interested in protecting the public in any effort at all.
Not at all. You're right.
It's just really absurd.
I don't know if you heard me talk about it, Steve and Hank, but you know, this Fukushima nuclear power generator, is a General Electric product. And 30 years ago, three General Electric engineers wrote memorandums and protested the blueprints and the design of the reactor, saying it would not withstand the kind of crisis it just went through. General Electric would not change the blueprints and make it stronger as the engineers recommended. And all three engineers resigned in protest over the basic blueprints and design of that type of reactor, which is not only in Fukushima, Japan, by the way. There's a number of them in the United States. You think those three engineers might be giving a lot of depositions the next 4 or 5 years?
Well, I think so. And you know, the hardest part is, and this is what we're getting down to, it seems like it all comes down to money. Whatever can be done the cheapest rather than
right.
being done the best way.
Right.
I mean, we're on the same thing with our batteries when we build them. You know, I mean, there's a lot of shortcuts a lot of these other battery companies will take and try to build them. But then, you know, they're not going to last. They're not going to, I mean, there's things you need to do to build them and build them right. And make things
absolutely. Well, it looks like Ben in Missouri's back. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, John, and to your guests as well.
Go ahead.
I am here. It's your equipment.
Okay. Well, what's on your mind this morning, Ben?
John, I was, you know, I've discussed with you in the past the steam engines that are being built. Given a great supply of wood, is the steam engine as a generator of electricity a compatible piece of equipment for the Zapwerk guys' batteries?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we encourage people
to be... Do you know anybody that's got that up and running?
I don't offhand. Steve and Hank, do you?
What's that? Do we have what?
Do anybody who's using steam genset to charge batteries?
You know, I don't have anyone that's using them for our batteries. I've seen, you know, several steam units that are around, but they're just basically for hobby situations.
Okay. So, Mike Brown would be the answer man for that. He's the guy that builds the steam engines.
My next question would be, what is the Zap guy's favorite electric generator for their equipment or for their batteries, or do they have a favorite?
I don't. We just basically, you know, I got a couple different styles I use. On my place, I have a propane generator, which is your Guardian generator, is what I use. They're the most economical one out there. And then the other thing is, I also have a diesel generator that I use, but I can run cooking oil through. So I also have that. So I mean, it just depends on what a person wants to use
right.
and what alternative
right.
fuels they have besides fossil fuels if they want a backup. Me, I got you know, 10,000 gallons of cooking oil, so I got a lifetime supply.
10,000 gallons?
Yep.
Whoa,
like a former restaurant owner.
Our friends of restaurant owners. Well, that's a lot of cooking oil there, Hank.
is that the stuff that you clean out your deep fryers with, or is this?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
And all you have to do is just got to make sure you preheat it and filter it down to 5 microns, and then what we do is we start it on diesel, and then once it gets warmed up, then it converts over and heats the oil, because you got to get to 160 degrees in order for it to go through the injection pump, and so I think we're getting ready to break.
Hey, Hank, great show, guys.
Okay, thanks for your call, Ben. Last break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Tuesday, the second day of August. We're visiting with Mr. Hank Munzer, Mr. Steve Ellis with ZapWorks, Z-A-P-P, ZapWorks.com. There's a link to my website. Just scroll down to the old Starburst, and you'd be there instantly. If you have a question about how to get going with the nickel-iron batteries, give Steve Ellis a call. His telephone number is 406-579-7777. I say again, 406-579-7777. 7777. We're visiting this morning with people literally all over the planet, all over this English-speaking world mostly, North America, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, Europe, about nickel iron batteries. And people all over the planet have the same concerns about rising cost of electricity, wanting to be energy independent, wanting to go green, and really, truly go green, not this make-believe, feel-good, go green that the President of the United States talks about. Last thing they really want is for you to be truly independent like Hank is. That's the last thing they want. They want you connected to the power grid and saving maybe 10 or 15 bucks a month because you use screw-in fluorescent light bulbs, you know, and cut down on your temperature on your air conditioning or turn it up a little bit. So true independence, that's what we're talking about here, Steve and Hank, aren't we?
That's correct.
Well, gentlemen, this is the time when I ask both of you to summarize your thoughts to leave our students with, and this is a classroom, and the listeners are our students. So, Hank, if you would, please go first and summarize your thoughts for the week for these folks.
All right. Yeah, if anyone has any questions about the batteries, I just have them, get a hold of Steve, and his number is 406-579-7777. Be happy to answer any questions, and if there's any technical questions, they're more than happy to talk to me, but we always try to have them go through Steve and filter everything out, and then I'll be happy to answer all the technical questions. But just feel free to call. We're here to help you and get you knowledge in that area that you need to be self-sufficient.
Absolutely. And Steve, what your parting comments for our students, please?
I think the biggest issue of our manufacturing process versus virtually all the other manufacturers is that we try and produce a product which is beneficial for the consumer. That we're really interested in making certain that you have the best product you can have. And that we will take the time and trouble to make certain that that is done. And you can buy all kinds of other products, but most of the other manufacturers are interested in sales only. And ours is interested in making progress, doing things the right way. And it's a fun difference between what we do and what other people do.
And I need to emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, when you talk to Steve Ellis, you're talking to one of the owners of the company, not some guy who's just another employee of a big company trying to make a living. You're talking to one of the two founders of the company when you talk to Steve and Hank. So that's real important to know also. Gentlemen, I don't want to be cut off in the middle of a sentence, so let's talk privately sometime during the week, and we look forward to having you back on next Tuesday morning.
Great. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, John. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. That's it for the day, ladies and gentlemen. You all be safe out there. Buy lots of ammunition, and God bless America.
Ever climbing.